Today, two famous Carnation quality products, Friskies Meal, the meal of champions, and canned Friskies, the table quality dog food, bring you When a Girl Marries, a story of young married life transcribed and dedicated to everyone who has ever been in love. No mother needs to be told how important nutritious foods are to her children's health. All of us who are parents should be thankful for the healthier, stronger youngsters of this generation. And those thanks, in good measure, are due to the hard-working nutrition experts who have given us the finest, most nourishing food in history. Maybe you've never stopped to think about it, but those same experts have contributed to better foods for our pets, too. I'm talking now about Friskies Meal. The meal of champions, a complete food for your dog. The Friskies formula has been tested with dogs of all types at the Friskies Research Kennels on the famous Carnation Milk Farm. And you can depend on this. Friskies provides every food element your dog is known to need for complete nourishment. Friskies Meal is the type of food that is fed by 9 out of 10 dog experts. It's rich in meat protein, and far more nourishing than meat alone. The 19 individual ingredients in Friskies give your dog an economical, balanced diet at every meal. And it couldn't be easier to feed. You just add water. Today, start feeding your dog Friskies, the meal of champions. Buy it wherever dog foods are sold. And now for the story of Joan and Harry Davis. It was a beautiful morning in Stanwood, and when Lily awoke to see the sun streaming in the window, it made her feel good. She dressed leisurely, for it was early, and went downstairs to the kitchen. But when she opened the door, she stopped short. Sitting at the kitchen table, finishing the breakfast he had obviously gotten himself, was Sammy.
Land sakes, child, what are you doing up this time of day?
Oh, really, I've been up a long time.
Get out.
Yes, I have.
Well, I didn't hear you.
I've been out in the backyard.
So you got hungry and decided to get your own breakfast?
Sure I did. I know how to get breakfast.
I never said you didn't.
I got a good breakfast.
Now, let me see what you have there.
Cereal.
That's good.
And bananas.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
And a glass of milk.
Good.
And 2 pieces of bread and butter.
So far, so good. Now, how about letting old Ellie scramble you up an egg? Then you'll have enough to go on till you get to eat your lunch.
No, I don't want any more, Lily.
Sammy Davis, you're not thinking about starting for school this time of morning.
I gotta stop by Jimmy Toppin's.
Well, he won't be up yet.
Oh, yes, he will. Because now that you mailed the letter, I can go horseback riding with him.
Oh, you're going over to the academy?
Yeah.
Well, now, that's an awful nice thing to do on a beautiful day like this.
I still wish you'd have let me take that letter the way I was supposed to do.
I thought we decided that was something we'd put behind us.
I just hope it don't mess things up.
Didn't I explain to you it wouldn't?
Yes, but...
And old Ellie knows what she's talking about.
I guess you're right about it getting there before I could deliver it.
Sure I am.
Only...
Only what, Sammy child?
I was asked to deliver it myself.
Well, you didn't do it, and nobody's going to be the wiser.
Oh, maybe not.
There's just one thing I don't like.
Didn't you just say we weren't going to talk about it anymore?
Well, you brought up the subject.
Oh, I know.
I don't like the secrecy you're putting around it. I sure don't. Never, never since the day you was born have you kept secrets from old Lily.
This isn't a secret.
It seems to me like it is.
No, I told you the truth. It's just...
Well?
Something that might make Mom awful happy, and I'm not going to say any more.
Okay.
And you're not going to tell anyone either.
I promised you I wouldn't.
Because I let you mail the letter when I shouldn't have.
Well, we'll just forget all about it.
All right.
Well, you ain't through already.
Oh, yes, I am.
What about some more milk?
No, thanks, Lily.
Well, did you say goodbye to your mommy?
Oh, no, but I will. Goodbye, Mom. Bye, Pop.
Well, you didn't even wait for him to say goodbye to Sal.
I haven't got the time, Lily.
Starting to school at 7 o'clock? This ain't never happened before either.
I told you what I wanted to do.
Well, I'm telling you, Jimmy Toppin ain't even going to be started with his breakfast yet.
Well, then I'll eat some of his.
And what will the Toppins think of that?
Oh, nothing.
Appears to me they'll get an idea we don't have feed you.
Oh, Lily.
I guess one good look at your little round face will get them out of that idea in a hurry.
Oh, I eat a lot.
That's one thing I won't argue with you about.
Goodbye, Lily.
I'll wave goodbye to you.
Oh, Lily.
You ain't too big for me to wave to you. Now, understand that.
Lily, it's foolish when you do a thing like that.
I ain't thinking it is. Now, you run along if you're in such a hurry.
Goodbye.
Mr. John, that child. Goodbye. Said he was going to the Topping House. That's funny. Topping House is in the opposite direction. Well, Lance, looks to me like he's going over to his grandmother. Grandmother. I'll bet you that's what it is. I'll bet you that letter was written by his grandma. Now, I wonder what that could mean. What if I oughtn't to tell Miss Davis, honey? And yet I give Sammy my word. Well, I guess I'd just better wait and see what happens.
Good morning, Lily.
My lands, Miss Davis, honey. You look fresh as a rose this morning.
I feel awfully well, Lily. I thought I heard Sammy call out goodbye.
He just took off in a blaze of glory.
Well, what under the sun?
He said he was going to stop by and see Jimmy.
Oh, yes, that's right. They're going to the Riding Academy this afternoon.
I told him Jimmy'd probably still be at breakfast.
Oh, that's all right. It's such a wonderful day. I'm glad they're going.
Yes, so am I.
But Sammy didn't seem very anxious to go last night.
Well, he sure changed his mind. And I guess I...
Yes, Lily, what were you going to say?
Nothing, Miss Davis, honey. I was just saying it's a good day for him to get out and ride after school.
I think so.
Did you stick your nose in to see how your daddy was this morning?
Yes, he seems much better.
Well, ain't that good.
In fact, he wants Harry to get Mr. Brooks over to see him.
Well, now.
Oh, Lily, I don't know what to do about that. Daddy wants to see Mr. Brooks so badly, and Harry thinks it'll be all right, but... Oh, I want to wait for Dr. Davon's decision. Don't you think I'm wise in being careful?
Miss Davis, honey, you know as well as I do that I've always been a cautious soul, and I don't think I lost out any by holding my horses just a little bit.
I don't either, Lily.
I always says to myself, it's better to be sure than to be sorry.
And you're right.
Now, if it was me, I'd give Dr. Davon a chance to put in his word anyway.
Mm-hmm. I think that's just exactly what I will do.
Let Mr. Davis set up an appointment if he wants to. But if Dr. Davon says no, you just put your foot down, honey.
You're right, Lily.
Yes, ma'am, I think I am. Because if your daddy's doing as well as he is, it'd just be a darn shame to have him get a real bad setback. Then you don't know what might happen.
Not far down the ridge road in Rosa Renard's home, the housekeeper, Miss Brady, and her sister Florence were getting breakfast, too.
Madame Renard hasn't talked to you any more about what happened yesterday?
Not a word.
Don't you think that's funny? Don't you think it's awful funny?
Oh, I don't know.
You saw the look on her face when she went out of here.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, sister, please. Please, let's just make a break for it. Let's just run away someplace.
Run away? On what?
I don't know,
oh,
but...
It's too late to do anything now, but just see it through.
I know something's going to happen.
Oh, stop that awful whining.
I'm afraid.
It doesn't do anybody any good to be afraid.
All right.
After all, we could make it pretty hot for that old dame if we wanted to.
Yes, but she's got the money. You know what money can do.
Well, that may be, but I know all about her. I know that she was the one that held Joan captive... She was just as guilty as Donald was.
Don't mention Donald Brady's name around me. It scares me to death.
And shut up about this business of always being so afraid.
I can't help it.
Well, you'd better.
You're not going out this morning, are you?
Certainly I'm going out.
Oh, no.
I made an appointment to see Mr. Davis, and I'm going to see him.
Suppose she finds out.
And how is she going to find out?
We know Sammy Davis was over here to see her.
Sammy doesn't know anything about his father's business.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Well, I know what I'm talking about. Just having him around here means I have another talking point where Mr. Davis is concerned.
Yes, I suppose you do.
Don't you think I'm not going to use it?
Oh, dear, I just wish things would straighten out and we could get away from here.
The only way we can get away is to get help from Mr. Davis. And that's what I'm trying to do, you fool.
Don't speak to me like that.
How can I help it, Flo? Oh, I get so impatient.
Please don't.
Sometimes I wonder if I shouldn't have left you where you were instead of insisting on Madame Renard bringing you back here.
You can't mean that.
Well, I do. Ever since then, she's had one more thing she's holding over my head.
I just can't understand your attitude, sister. We're the only two left of our entire family.
Will you please keep your mouth shut and go over there and start making the toast? How do you suppose that is?
Oh, how should I know?
Do you want me to open it?
Never mind, I'll go see. Why, Sammy Davis.
Hello, Miss Brady.
Well, what are you doing here?
I came to see Madame Renard. Will you tell her, please, I'm here?
We'll tell you about tomorrow's episode in a moment. Continuing now, if I may, on the subject of nutritious food for your dog, let me tell you about another famous Friskies product. This one is canned Friskies, long known as the table-quality dog food. You know, it's a fact that a good many dog owners don't realize the big difference there is in dog foods. Well, there is a big difference between brands. And your dog can taste that difference in table-quality canned Friskies. That's because it's packed solid with downright good, meaty flavor. And I'll tell you something. You can see and smell that difference, too. Just open a can and compare. You see, Friskies gives that dog of yours complete nourishment. Every food element he's known to need. And in canned Friskies, he gets an abundance of rich red meat, lean, protein-rich horse meat that's certified by U.S. government inspectors. So suppose you pick up some cans of table-quality Friskies next time you're out shopping. And remember this, every time you buy food for the dog, a Frisky dog is a healthy dog. Keep your dog Frisky with Friskies. In tomorrow's episode of When a Girl Marries, you will hear...
And what do you want to see Madame Renard for?
Is she in?
Well, of course she is.
Then you'd better go get her, because what I have to say is awful important. It's so important that she'll be mad as the dickens if I don't tell her.
When a Girl Marries stars Mary Jane Higby. It is written by Elaine Carrington and directed by Warren Somerville. This is Wendell Niles speaking for Friskies. Nine out of 10 professional dog owners feed their dogs a dry-type food like Friskies, the meal of champions. At the famous Friskies Research Kennels, generations of healthy, happy dogs have been raised on a diet of Friskies alone. No other dog food has been so thoroughly tested. At the Friskies Kennels, dog experts have proved that Friskies meal contains every food element dogs are known to need for complete nourishment. Today, start giving your dog a scientifically balanced dog food, Friskies meal. Today, another famous Carnation product, Friskies Dog Food, has brought you When a Girl Marries, transcribed from Hollywood. Stay tuned for Modern Romances. This is ABC Radio Network.